So this morning, 99.7 DJX, I was worried that I was tailing a car, and worried not just for me, but for
whether they were
going
to think that.
Exactly. I pull out onto Shelbyville Road. It's really, really early in the morning, so it's dark. It's just headlights, right? And I'm following this car, like following. It's them and me on the road, and I'm just following them.
Yep.
And then they turn into the same little area that our radio station's at.
That's
and
weird.
I turn too, and I'm like, oh gosh. And then I'm like, okay, well, like I have two other turns before I get to the radio station. And sure enough, they make the second turn.
No.
And I'm like, I'm literally following them.
There's going to be a confrontation.
And I'm like, I don't want them to think that I'm following them and like get scared.
I'm not a creeper.
That's right. It's like, I wish I could just tell them, I'm not following you. I'm just going here. We just happen to be going the same spot at the same time and all this stuff. And, you know, I'm a little scared, they're a little scared, we're all a little scared because it's dark and all that stuff. And then they continue on, and I turn into the parking lot of the radio station, and that moment went and left.
That's actually happened to me before, where there was somebody actually getting out of their car at the same time in our parking lot, and then I'm walking in, but then like they're taking a much longer time, and then I'm like, should I hold the door open
in the morning? I'm not going to.
Yes, no, I didn't. I just kept going.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know what, you're fend for yourself.
Right.
That's right. Exactly.
Casey, though, she says, I have friends and enemies during road trips. I will follow behind a friend car until we ultimately have to part ways.
That is hysterical.
It's weird, especially if you're on a long road trip and you're kind of following the same people.
It's like,
or you kind of keep passing each other and then all that kind of stuff. And and then it's like they go off and it's like, oh, that was fun.
Well, but the same
thanks
thing.
Thanks for sharing my trip
like
with me.
Enemy cars where, you know, they're like driving aggressively and you almost relish when they get stuck behind someone and you're like,
ha ha.
Yeah, exactly. Like Nicole says, I grow emotional attachments to cars on the road.
That's
and
hysterical.
That have been traveling in the same direction behind or in front of me for a long time.
Yes.
I get sad when they turn.
Yes.
It's like, oh, it's my travel buddy.
Yes. Yes.
It's my travel buddy.
We have formed this bond, whether you know it or not.
That's right. We're going in the same direction, and I love that for us. That is funny. What's the weird little thing that you do?
Oh, Anna's got a strange little food thing. I rotate my plate of food until it reaches a position that makes sense to me, and only then can I eat. Like, do you have to determine an order with which you're attacking your plate?
Yeah, I guess if... Okay. Yeah, because mentally you're thinking, I'm going to eat this first, so I'm going to shift the plate to get that, because you don't want to have to reach over.
Oh, you can't possibly reach over a plate?
You could possibly reach over.
How big is the plate you're eating from,
normal
sir?
Size plate. You couldn't possibly reach over the item of food that you want to get to first.
Well, then you probably do what Monica does, too. Plan my last bite of food so that the flavor I like most is the last one I eat.
That is great.
End on a high note.
That is great.
That's great. Well, see, and then David, I always eat my least favorite thing on the plate first and work my way up to my most favorite thing so the meal gets better as I go along.
That
there's a lot of people that really puts thought.
Well, that
into
is my
eating.
Daughter, Isabella.
Okay.
She is, and I've had the pleasure of observing this her entire life.
Yeah.
She will eat her least favorite thing on the plate
first. Get out of the way.
Just get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way.
That's
chase
right.
It down with the better stuff.
Exactly. That is too funny.
Oh, Becky, when she is shopping, if I'm getting something from a store, I always grab the one behind the item in the front.
Oh my
gosh.
Like
maybe that's
I do
tainted.
That. No. My entire family knows that I do that.
Really?
Like if I'm at the grocery store and it's like, oh, box of cereal. Nope, not getting that one.
That's used.
I'm getting a fresh box behind. It's like the sample box that's in
fresh
front.
Fresh box.
I'm getting a fresh box that's untouched by human hands back behind it.
That is wild.
Or if a box is even in the slightest bit damaged, I will choose another box.
Right, I'll do that.
Yeah, I'll choose another box.
Jenny, I feel like this has got to be you too. I always assign one of my pets to be in charge when I leave the house, and I base it on who's been the bestest boy that day.
Oh my gosh. All right, guys, I'm leaving. Fred, you're in charge.
You've got enough animals. I feel like you have to do that.
That's funny. Ashley just texted us and said, I have the friend in enemy cars too. That's hysterical.
That's so funny.
So these are like the little weird things. Here, I tell you what, we've got several more to get to. If you've got any, 502-795-1997, the weird little things that you do. I was accidentally tailing someone this morning and I just wanted to just tell them. And we're just going the same direction. I'm not actually following you.
I'm not a creeper.
To like jump you or anything like that.
Kimberly says, I would lift my leg while sitting when my daughter was jumping hurdles in track.
Oh.
Like almost willing her to get over it.
Yes.
With your own leg. That's great.
Yeah. Another text. Every time I take my kids to the doctor, their breathing is checked. I breathe along with them.
Right.
Yep. Okay, now deep breath, and you're like,
oh, Savannah, if I wake up from a really good dream, I'll force myself to fall back asleep to revisit that dream. Not always able to do it, but I would say about 75% of the time, I'm able to jump back in if I fall back asleep. For example, a few nights ago, I had a dream I was playing basketball with Drake. I woke up, I was able to get back into that dream.
That's funny, like willing yourself to do that.
Right.
Kiki says, I make words out of the car license plates in front of me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's funny. Sam's
impressive.
Like, I stop the microwave exactly with 1 second remaining.
Right.
It's both
so it doesn't
test
do the beep.
To pay attention and a way to make it not yell at me.
Yes. It does feel like it's yelling when it beeps at you. Oh, Whitney, I do this too. I put my groceries on the belt the way I want them to bag them. I'll say this. I don't know if it's necessarily think about the bagging part, but I will group like items together. Like the frozen things go together.
Okay.
The beverages go together. The boxes go together. Yeah, I'll do that.
I put heavier stuff on the conveyor belt at the grocery first, but in front of the more fragile, delicate items, just in case they get smushed. I don't want the heavier, like detergents or gallons of milk or whatever, to crush like the fragile loaves of bread or eggs. So I always make sure I put that stuff behind the other stuff.
Okay. I've not thought that far in advance.
Allison, I frequently tell inanimate objects to just stay, like they won't obey otherwise.
What? You stay.
Hey, stay there.
You stay right there.
Stay there. Oh my gosh, Wendy. These are the little weird things you do. She says, I pour a bag of potato chips out into a container. I find and eat all the folded ones first. If I have to explain why, you won't understand.
Oh my gosh. Yes, for some reason. Is that like, those are special, right?
I feel like this entire segment has been just one big neurodivergent convention.
Our little, tiny little freak flags that are like, if you're, Shelly, when I wake up in the middle of the night, I guess what time it is before looking. Within 10 minutes is a win for me. Yes, now I will absolutely look and say, how much more time do I have before I have to get up? Like, yeah. I'll do the math. Like, okay, I've got another hour and a half.
Oh, Chrissy.
Okay, I can still get some good sleep.
Chrissy kind of does the eat thing and says, I always try to eat the healthiest thing on my plate first.
Okay. Yeah, because it's usually the worst.
Yeah.
And you end with the high point, the best tasting things.
What did I just see? It was, I just saw a text. Oh, it was Brittany. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It says, when grabbing a lid for a fountain drink, I always get the lid a few down in the stack. And then I always save the best bit of, for last. So I save my favorite color of candy for last.
Oh, wow.
It's like, I like the purple. I'm going to leave those later. And I'm going to eat all the green and the red first.
Oh, yes. Sean was recalling, I think you've mentioned this before. Shoot. Is you alternate what flavored drinks we drink so we keep even numbers in the fridge.
Oh.
So if you got different flavors of drink, you're not going to throw it off by drinking all one flavor first.
All right. We'll get to one more. Giselle said, I'm obsessed with 3, 6, and 9. For example, if I gas up, I do it on the pump numbers that are divisible by 3.
Giselle, that is so like next level.
I will say,
I can't think about doing that. Whatever one is open, that's where I'm going.
Yes, me too. But my brain has to end the gas on something divisible by 5.
I just try to make it round and even.
I'm divisible by 5. So it's either ends in a 0 or a 5, and I'm good. There will be times when I have to like mentally hurdle myself over this where I'm like, you know what? It's okay. I can end in on a 21 cents. It's fine.
Do you ever just leave it up to chance and just let the pump automatically stop itself? You put the little lever down, let it pump itself, and then it stops whenever it's done. It's like it stops eating when it's full.
Yeah, I will. But then
what do you do with that? Because that's always going to be an odd, weird number.
Then I manipulate it afterwards.
Oh, so you're going back in and doing what they tell you not to do?
Exactly.
To try to top it off?
Yep.
Well,
just to get it to an even number divisible by 5. Okay,
we're
we got it.
So weird.
I know, we got to move on.
We're
all right.
So weird.
All right, and then finally, Kimberly, just because this is funny, I tell Alexa that she's a good girl after I ask her to play your station. Yes, that's right. All right, hey.